This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, awesome episode with OKP Mark Norman. Check it out, share it with friends. We talk about a guy trying to pick up girls at the gym and a rumor that's ruined a dude's life. Go check it out. Podcast is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'll say it again. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Honestly, I'm on Snapchat. I'm JTrain56 on Snapchat. And every time you guys send me, you listen to the podcast, it tickles my nuts. Feathers the fuck out of my nuts. It's like a giant 4-foot feather up and down the seam.
Ooh, you're hooked, baby.
Feels so good.
You can't stop.
Can't stop. So keep sending those snaps. I'm really excited about our guest today. He's an OKP.
Shit.
Original key player.
Wow, I'll take it.
Because, you know, you've been on a few times. Always a great time. Mark Norman, always great to have you on.
Good to be back. This was I got a text, the night before?
Yes.
That's rare.
I knew we had to get two in today.
Yeah.
Because we're taping Monday for Friday. And I'm like, who haven't I had on in a while that I love having on? So I think you always bring the heat.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, usually I'm here in a pinch.
Gave you some lead time.
Yeah, exactly.
And all of you guys, if you don't follow Mark already, go on Twitter, follow @MarkNormand, also on Instagram.
@MarkNorm.
@MarkNorm on yes. Twitter. What are you on Instagram?
@MarkNorman.
@MarkNorman. Yeah. This is the most confusing episode already.
Nah, you're doing fine.
So go follow him, go support him. He's going to be on Colbert tonight.
Yeah.
Friday night.
It's pretty edgy stuff. I can't believe they let me get away
really?
With it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going racial. I got a whole menopause chunk.
Really?
Yeah.
And they're cool with it.
They're cool.
Good to go.
Yeah, the jokes work, so they're into it.
Do you think that room will be... The room looked like it's good. It works. Other comics have had good sets.
Yeah, I think it'll be hot. Plus, it's an older crowd, so the menopause thing might hit home.
Oh, yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's great. So, guys, go get involved with Mark @MarkNorm on Twitter, @MarkNorman on Instagram. He's going to be on Colbert. He's got a podcast that he does here at Stand Up New York Labs called Tuesdays with Stories. So add it to your library.
Yeah, if you like finger up the butt talk.
That's this podcast, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Come on by.
Yours.
Yeah.
Well, we were telling stories. So you just came back from Montreal.
Yeah.
And we're telling stories. I got to tell you a story.
Please.
So I got bumped at the Comedy Cellar by Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock.
Wow, that's amazing.
When they show up...
It's a scene.
It is a scene, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's smoking indoors.
Right, the whole vibe changes.
Everyone's running around like, you know, it was a fire drill.
Right, right.
And it's unbelievable to watch. And then they were with Bradley Cooper.
How crazy is that?
I think they came from the DNC, and they all came together.
Oh, I see.
Have you ever been there with that's the biggest. Is there a bigger name than those two showing up and going on stage together?
Tom Papa used to show up with Matt Damon.
No way.
That was always crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
What's he look like in person?
He looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
He's a stocky guy. He's beef.
Really?
He's a thick cut.
This was the thing about Bradley Cooper. Thin,
uh-huh.
Almost frail, but cut up.
Yeah.
Most gorgeous guy I've ever seen in person.
Wait, was he shirtless? How do you get this?
He had like a V-neck on.
Oh.
So you could just tell.
Yeah.
But Chappelle and Rock go on stage together. They tell me, sit the fuck down, kiddo.
Yeah.
You know,
of course.
And I'm like, fucking great.
Yeah.
I'm getting a drink.
Right.
I'm going to enjoy the show.
Yes.
First, Chappelle goes on. And the place is like, whoa!
Yeah, I love that.
It's so cool. Well, the coolest is because he's on for about 15 minutes, and then he goes, oh, and here's Chris Rock. All of a sudden, wow. Chris Rock goes on stage. They don't know it.
Yeah.
The place, it was as if they went bananas. Like, yeah. People, I thought their heads were going to come off of their necks. Because at that point, they've gotten their, celeb
yes,
show up.
Exactly.
And they're like, and it's like Batman being like, and Superman's right. Head. Right.
I can't believe he only did 15.
Well, no, it was 15, and then he brought him up.
Yeah.
And they did 40 together.
Oh, that's even better.
That's like the special treat. You can't see that again.
Wow.
You can't buy a ticket to that.
No, you can't.
That's the thing. So that's what everyone's going crazy. Yes. So it's Chris Rock and Chappelle on stage. They're talking about, and they're talking about the DNC, and they get into this whole, and Chappelle gets into this whole powerful Black Lives Matter thing. And it's like, it's just really poignant, and he's getting super into it. It's getting tense.
Yeah.
And everyone in the room, and not tense in a bad way, just like everyone's like on every word.
Uh-huh.
And he gets to the end of this, and I'm standing next to Bradley Cooper.
Wow.
While this is all going on. So he's going into this whole speech about Black Lives Matter, and he's like, it's about the All Lives Matter and how it doesn't mean, he was like taking down that whole All Lives Matter.
Uh-huh.
Made so many great points, and yeah. It's all good. And then he gets to the end of this, and it's super powerful, and the room is dead silent. And I lean into Bradley Cooper. And it's at the end of this huge speech, and I lean into Bradley Cooper, and I just go, this is going to be a tough scene for you to pull off in the movie.
Oh.
And he looks at me as if I am the most insane person alive. Not God. He just was like, what?
I don't get it.
I just was saying, what if he played Chappelle? He's researching a part.
Oh, no. that was bad.
Oh, and I was like, why would I say that? But I had to say something. Yeah. And I was like, whew. And I just stood there in it for the rest of the, then I watched them be fucking hilarious kill it.
Oh,
and, but God. I was just watching. I'm like, I can't believe this is all happening. This is out of a movie.
Oof. Yeah. Damn.
That would have been funny if you made a joke about Chris Kyle at that point.
Oh, because everyone was pissed that he was at the DNC. Yeah. He played the sniper, and they were bad. That's like being mad at Jason Alexander for not doing a George-like thing.
Sure.
what are you talking about?
Oh, I went up to Louis once, and I was like, hey, man, he did a show, and I went up to him after, I go, boy, you still got it. And he goes, what?
Really?
And I was like, no, you still got it. I was being silly. And he's like, and he just walked away.
Oh, my God. What did you, just the rest of the night? Are you replaying
that? Just replaying it. I shouldn't have said that. What was I thinking? brutal.
That's the thing. It's like, I've never really freaked out about a celebrity. But then when you do have that happen, just like the energy change, you're like, what do I?
I'm that guy now. I'm that weirdo.
I'm the loser.
Yeah, he doesn't know you're a comic. He doesn't know you work there.
No, I had a horrible thing. I went on Hoda and Kathy Lee, and I did the guy's tell-all panel, and we get to the end of it, and I'm like all hyped up. It went well. And I go up to Hoda, and I start talking about a story I heard about her on another radio show,
mm-hmm.
and I got to the end of it, and she was just like, what?
Yeah.
Why am I telling you this stupid story that I'm not even involved in? I had to have something to say. Fucking botch.
It's the worst. Yeah, it's a botch. I saw Seinfeld somewhere, and he did The Creek. And
it's always great to watch someone else do it.
Yeah. I saw a guy from a mile away. I was like, this is going to be bad. He was like a weird looking guy. He looked kind of homeless.
Mm.
And he goes up to Jerry and he goes, I got to get a photo. I'm a huge fan. And he's like, look, I'm not a weirdo. And he starts showing him photos in his phone of him with Howard Stern, him with Kevin Bacon or whatever. And he goes, I need you. And he goes, look, man, you're just showing me a slideshow of people you've annoyed. I was like, oh, he got him with a no and a good line.
Yeah. It's almost like he had it holstered.
Yeah, exactly.
slideshow of people you've annoyed.
Yeah.
So you know the show. Let's do it. You ready?
Ready.
We've got our stories out. You guys go find Tuesdays with Stories. Fantastic podcast. Also at Mark Norm on Twitter, at Mark Normand on Instagram. It's going to be on Colbert tonight, the day this comes out. So that's very cool. Cheerleader and Tinder.
Ooh, I like it already.
Jared, sup? Not feathering your nuts. This, I heard you were Jewish, that. Anyways, okay. I have a buddy who is casually dating, was dating, will be dating. Weird long-distance college relationship. A girl who everyone agrees is hot.
Mm-hmm.
She is a cheerleader for an NHL team. I haven't... NHL team? They have cheerleerleaders now?
Yeah, how does that work?
Well, yeah, Manson.
Certain markets, Nashville has them. The Islanders have ice girls and stuff.
Okay. I haven't met her, so I call her an 8-8 question mark. You know the rating system. Face, body, personality.
Okay, got it.
She doesn't know, which is pretty hot by all standards. I think when they stop their having their thing, he should put a picture of the two of them on Tinder. Think of all the times you see chicks with random dudes on Tinder. Tinder, he disagrees. He thinks it won't help his Tinder game. I think it's got he'd got a ton of jealousy Tinder hookups. Let me know what you think. Do you think a hot chick in the profile is a good thing?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the third photos.
Okay.
Something like that, but not on the first page.
Yeah.
I think that's weird.
Women don't do what men do.
No.
Women are going to look at that. I think you don't put it in. It looks like it just looks like you're trying too much to show that you
yes,
fuck.
They deconstruct all that shit. Every photo, women go into like forensics.
Yes.
Like, look at that sandal. What's with that bracelet? Where is that? Is that a stained glass window?
Yes.
What the fuck?
And we talked about this on a past episode with like, someone was like, should I delete my girlfriend from my Instagram? It's like, yes.
Right.
Because every girl does the thing where they'll look at it, that girl and be like, how do I rank out?
Of course.
Oh, she has blonde hair. I have dark hair. He'll never be into me. No, we don't work that way. I'm into everything.
Yeah, of course. And I can't stand this. Hannah, I know you're in the room, so buckle up, feminists. But every girl goes, oh, men just judge women by their looks. It's all about our looks. But like, you watch this shit with girls and they go, oh, she's hot. Look how hot she is. She's trashy. That's all you do, ladies.
Yeah.
That's all you do.
Yes.
So don't give us shit. You should get in trouble for it too, then, if we're going to get in trouble for
it. Well, I mean, girls are, there's no one judgier of a girl than a girl.
Of course.
Look at those shoes.
Yeah.
Look at Hillary running for president. They're like, oh, you could, what they say is like a lot of people will say, well, she looked great.
Right.
What does it matter?
Right.
Like, it does matter. If a guy went up there looking like shit, we'd be like, yeah, he looks like fucking
of
shit.
Of course. And then every Us Weekly and In Touch, that's all it is. You're just looking at hot chicks on the beach and like, Jenny McCarthy's put on 8 pounds.
Yeah.
Ooh, and they fucking love it.
Also, hot people just do better.
Well, that's men and women.
Men and women. So let's admit to this fact. And also, you're on an app where you're literally throwing the face to the left or the right.
Right.
You're taking that face and being like, ugly, hot.
Right.
Ugly. You know, it's not, this is, let's live in the reality of the, and then people are like, oh, Tinder's too all about looks. Life is about
life
looks.
Life is about, ugly people are getting, sorry, blacks, ugly people have it way harder. So if you're black and ugly, you're fucked.
Yeah.
If you're blugly.
You don't want to be black and ugly.
No.
Nobody, I mean, ugly people have it worse than anybody
else. The most discriminated group, but the problem with ugly people is they don't claim ugly.
Nobody wants to be ugly.
If you're black or gay, you go, hey, I'm black and proud. I'm gay. We need rights. Nobody's like, I'm ugly. Help me.
There's no ugly parade.
Yeah. Exactly.
Imagine that parade.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I think you get rid of the girl from the profile. You want to open up your world on Tinder, not close it down.
Ooh, well said.
So, but that's the thing. When you bring a girl on there who's like a 9, now you're telling a couple 7s I would have given you a blowjob to get the fuck out of there.
Right.
I'll take a blowjob from a 7.
I love a 7 beach.
Why? Why not?
You 7 beach better than a 9 beach because you're going to work.
Yes, exactly. You're working those 2 points.
Yes.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mark Norman, @MarkNorm on Twitter, @MarkNorman on Instagram. Go follow him, support him. Small Pond Problem.
Ooh, sounds like a horrible movie.
Small Pond Problem. It's just a short film. Sundance.
Uh-huh.
I have found myself in quite the predicament. I recently got out of the first serious relationship of my life. She was younger, thought I was immature, the relationship just didn't work. Anyways, the night she dumped me, I went out. She dumped me over text. I got pissed and immediately flirted with and ended up taking home the first attractive girl I found. When she found out about me immediately hooking up with a different girl, she started spreading rumors that I had cheated on her.
Oh, come on. That's fair game.
This is terrorism. Here's the predicament. The school I go to is small, and the choice of girls is extremely limited. All the girls know everyone's business and exactly who everyone is. I'm talking 3 sororities. I'm a very social person, friends with most people on campus, but I do not know how to play this. I don't want to go into the situations where I'm hitting on girls and already starting out with this fake reputation of being a cheater. But I also don't want to look like an ass and say she's a liar, though she is a liar, honestly crazy, but I care about her too much to trash her. What's my move? I never had much trouble before this relationship getting with girls, but since this all happened at the end of the school, and now I'm about to return fresh, and I am not sure how to play this. I do not want to sit by and let my senior year be a dry spell because of a lie, but I don't want to look like an ass calling this girl out on her shit. What do you think?
Damn, I mean, this is a small pond.
Yeah.
This girl.
This is what happens. Like, I had buddies that went to schools with like 3,000 people.
Uh-huh.
And you do know every, they used to call it camp, you know, whatever, they would call it camp.
Right.
Because they would just know about every single, like, circle.
Yeah, and it's all Greek.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, think about it in the comedy community.
Right.
If someone fucked over...
Oh, right. Good point.
...a girl and got a reputation for fucking over, you would know.
Yeah.
You would know, you know, what... It would get through the grapevine. So how would you handle it?
I mean, if I would go reverse grapevine. Just get it back out there. No, she's full of shit.
Yeah.
She dumped me. She dumped him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was... That's wide open. He's allowed to do whatever the hell he wants.
Mm.
She ended it. He's got to send that back.
I hear what you're saying. Here's where I disagree. I don't think he has to become his own PR team.
Mm.
I think he's got to be above it all. Don't bring it up. It's over. And anytime she comes up, oh, what happened to you and her? So and so. She's great. Just didn't work out. I think, you know, she wanted to move on. She actually dumped me over text.
But I heard you cheated on her.
No, that's not true. She dumped me over text, and I had hooked up with someone that night. And here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
See how I subtly put in that dump me over text?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't be mad about that. Just slip it in.
Mm.
Because what people will say, like, let's do some J-Train theater, okay? We'll do theater right now. You, I'm the dude who came back to school. You're a chick. We're talking. Hey, what's going on?
I'm the chick?
You're the chick.
All right. You know, good. Just got a, you know, miscarriage.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that. You want a drink now? Yeah, I guess you can drink.
Sure, yeah. I got to flush it out.
Yeah. We should go back to my place.
Oh, yeah, I would love to, but I heard you're a cheater.
What?
Yeah, that's what Kelly told me, that you're, you know, a piece of shit.
No, you know what? You know what? No, Kelly's awesome. She was great, but she ended with me over text. And
really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, text. But,
oh, damn.
You know, whatever. But it's a...
That's my girl. She never mentioned that part.
Yeah, but I mean... It was over text.
All right.
It was kind of a weird situation.
That's kind of harsh.
Yeah, right? You would think that you would have, like, come and talked to me about it.
Right.
But end scene. So here's what
we're going to say. All right. So, we got a Razzie.
Yeah. No, what I was saying, but
yeah.
the subtleness, she dumped me over text. They're going to want to know why they're going to be, that's going to overtake.
Right.
Now your story seeps in.
Yeah. Also, with a text, you have... clocked time proof.
Yeah, this
you know,
is true.
You have evidence.
Yes.
She dumped me right here. I fucked that chick 10 hours after that.
Yeah, but if you come... And exactly. So if you come back to school and you're like, I'm out there, I'm having fun, you have nothing bad to say about her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are... She's cool. It ended... No, she texted me one night and then that's how it ended. It was kind of a weird ending for such a serious relationship.
Yeah.
And then they're going to go, she dumped you over text?
Right.
Because people get really angry about
sure,
that.
Sure, sure.
And then they'll be like, yeah, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Then that becomes the story.
Yeah. Boy, you're good.
You know what I mean?
You
got to change the narrative.
Yeah.
And the only way you can change a narrative is not caring.
Yes.
You know, but they're going to care about it more than you.
Right.
And then it's going to get back to her that's a story, and she'll come to you and be like, are you telling people that I dumped you over text? And I'll be like, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, man.
It comes back around.
Woo. Did you all take notes? this is the guru of gash.
See? Right?
Yes.
The guru of gash.
Holy shit. Yeah, that was impressive. You're so right.
But I'm saying, like, if you come back and you're like, no, fuck her, and she dumped me over text, and you start waving that flag, people are going to be like, okay, well, you seem a little fucking butthurt about this whole thing.
Yeah, right.
If you just come in and you're like, I'm here to hang out, have fun, she's cool, I'm cool, didn't work out.
Uh-huh.
Also, she did it over text, it's kind of weird. And you just say it's kind of weird, but you're not mad about it.
Yeah.
That becomes a story, oh, she was the bitch.
Yes.
And now that'll get back to her because small world, it'll get back to her, and she'll try and call you out on it. Are you telling people? Am I right or wrong? And then you just said to her, am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
And you have the timestamp, just like you said.
You dump me.
Yeah.
That's it. Once I'm off the clock, it's over. You have no control over me.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mark Norman. At Mark Norman on Twitter. At Mark Norman on Instagram. Go follow him. Support him. I like this one.
That is crazy that he fucked a girl that night and got... She found out about it.
Yeah. Well, that's how small the school is.
Yeah, that's insane.
And then, you know, that's like a... Let's do that. I mean, that's what happens at these schools. It becomes like this small bubble.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do? You know?
Yeah, I hate that.
I hate that. Gym babe.
Mm-hmm.
Papa JT. At my gym, I keep seeing the same 99 question mark when I go to work out. Granted, we both have our headphones in, and I don't want to be too forward. How do you suggest trying to meet a girl at the gym?
That's a tough move.
Tough move. Tough pull.
And also, it depends on how ripped is this guy.
Yeah.
You know, if he's the guy doing just... the bar bench press with the dress socks on, you know?
How ripped is she?
Yes,
you know, exactly. How into it is she?
Right.
He's
right.
Seeing her every day.
Yeah. That's true. Does she have, like, the protein shake and, yeah, the, and the metal, like, container, you know?
I think you have to play it based on, it can't, here's the worst decision you can make. One time I left the gym and I got, this is how fucked up Facebook is. One of my suggested friends was the hot girl from the gym.
Oh, fun.
So I was like, how did that happen? How did Facebook know?
Damn, they're good.
They know everything. And they're watching you. So, mm-hmm. And I was like, that would be a fucked up move.
Right.
If I was like, hey, randomly friend requested. I was like, hey, I see you at the gym every day. Do you see me? And her be like, what the fuck? Who is this guy?
How'd you track me down?
Yeah, did you like ask the guy at the desk my name? You have to make this as uncreepy. Yeah. You have to make this look like it happened by accident.
Damn, yeah.
That's the only way. So the move, and I have this, and I've given this strategy out before on the podcast, side commenter.
Okay, elaborate.
So side comment, you just go up to her where she's lifting or wherever she's at, and you say, you just go over, and you just give like a, ugh, I'd rather be anywhere else. Everyone loves to talk shit on the gym.
Yeah.
No one loves being at the gym.
Uh-huh.
Everyone loves leaving the gym, being done with the gym.
Yes.
So you hit on that point. Oh, fuck, I'd rather be anywhere else. And it's kind of like with Bradley Cooper. You know, you side that she has an opening right now,
yeah,
to be excited about this conversation,
right,
or not excited about this conversation.
It's a 50-50.
It's 50-50. So either she comes back to you, I know, and it's all talkity-talkity.
Yeah.
Now that's you're in. Now you can see her. Now you go from that to a head nod.
Right.
To a, hey, where are you going out this weekend? You up it. You have to go small to big. You can't just go in there and be like, hey, I got this boner. You want to suck it? You know, like,
right.
You can't. You have to start with, ugh, I'd rather be anywhere else, and have her be like receptive to that.
Uh-huh.
Then the next time you see her, you give her a nod. Then the next time you see her, now you're forming a relationship. Hey, how you doing? How was your weekend?
Right. It's like your asshole. You start with a pinky.
Yes.
A couple weeks later, you got a fucking bowling pin.
All of a sudden, I'm walking around duck walking.
Yeah, you're sitting on fire hydrants.
Just to get off.
Right.
You know,
right.
But I'm saying you got to build up. So
yeah.
For this guy.
Boy, this is great advice again.
But I'm saying if he goes up to her and goes, ugh, this, I'd rather be anywhere else. And she just looks at him and is like, what?
Yeah.
Then you're out.
You're out. But you're not
that's
a loser.
You're not a loser. Just start swiping left.
Yeah, yeah,
that's,
right.
That's the in-person version of a Tinder.
Yes, yes.
Because if any girl that I was attracted to said anything to me.
Boom, let's open the floodgates.
Where are you from? What do you do? Let me talk to you. Girls aren't going to move that fast, but they will give you the opening.
Yeah, God, it's just, this guy's got to know now. This is going to be a slow burn.
Slow burn. You can't come in there too quick. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mark Norman, at Mark Norm on Twitter. How about this one? I want to do, this is kind of a tough one.
Yeah, that last one. You nail. I'll never have that problem because I go to the public rec center.
Oh no!
So just me and old ladies doing like aquatic exercises and like the old guys stretching.
Text the girl. What's up, Jay Daddy? Just gonna tickle your kosher dill real quick. Love the podcast. Been getting me through some brutal days. My shitty summer internship. All my boys listen to it too. Thanks, man. So I'm going to visit some friends for the weekend. The town where I went to camp for years and worked for the past few summers until I had become a real person.
Interesting.
So he worked at a summer camp. He's going back to visit. The girl that I had sex with last summer, a hard 785.
Wow, not a great persona.
No. Is going to be there. And all my buddies are telling me that she's nervous about seeing me. Mm-hmm. Disclaimer, I took her V-card.
Oh, it's even worse.
Yeah, she's nervous. I'm not actively trying to hook up with this girl again, but if the opportunity presents itself, you'll be certain I'll be diving right in.
Yeah.
I like that's the guy motto.
Right,
like, I'm not actively trying, but yeah, if you got a vagina that wants to this dick.
It's the exact opposite of the gym chick.
Yeah.
there's no slow burn.
Yeah, they keep telling me that I should text her before arriving to ease the awkwardness. But honestly, I don't think it's necessary. I have no bad feelings towards this girl, and I don't think it will be weird. If anything, wouldn't texting her make her more awkward? If she's uncomfortable, that's her problem, not mine, right? Am I being a dick, or are my friends being too sensitive? What's my move? All advice is greatly appreciated.
I would text her.
Yeah, me too.
Just get it out of the way. That one sentence text, it leaves 88% of the, initial weirdness right out of the gate.
Totally agree. It's also like, you know, with any of these things, we always find the path. We always try to go to the path of least resistance.
Of course.
But with dating stuff, if you go straight at it,
mm-hmm.
it's always better off. Like,
right,
if you're just like,
right.
hey, it's weird to see you, but it's good to see you.
Yes.
And you just, like, cut it
right
away, then you're like, it's fucking great.
Yeah.
Because you're just calling it out. And also, we live in the land of texting. We are given this gift.
Mm-hmm.
You can get ahead without having to do it in person.
Right.
Let her deal with her own awkwardness. You don't have to be the janitor for someone else's feelings.
Yeah.
But, like, point. You do have to be, hey, I'm all and be positive. If you're positive with this chick, if you're just like, hey, I'm excited to see you this weekend and everyone else.
Yeah.
I hope it's not awkward. I know it's been a while, but I'm hoping we can be cool and have a good time.
Can't wait to see you. Then throw an emoji with a V and a splashy red droplets.
Bring her back.
Yeah.
Bring her back. And she just goes into like a, like a, she has like a dream sequence of losing the V card.
Right,
you know, like
right.
All the droplets.
Although Camp Virginia, that's a fucking romantic little movie there.
I've worked at a summer camp and I've had sex at summer camp.
Really?
That's
a Jewish thing, right?
A lot of Jews go by chance to summer camp. My camp wasn't like a Jewish, it just happened to be that 90% of the people there were Jewish.
You don't think that was orchestrated?
There's no religion stuff there.
Okay.
You know what
okay.
I mean? Like, it was like, I think people just went. Like, it was all just right. like a, it's kind of like a more of a cultural thing
right.
than it is for religion.
Yeah. You know?
And I remember it was the toughest place to fuck because you would always end up in like a lean-to.
A who?
Like, you ever see those, like the camping things? Basically, there's the camping tent.
Yeah.
But then there's this thing called a lean-to where it's just a wooden plank floor
mm-hmm.
with a one wall with one ceiling off the wall.
What?
So it's open. It's open
oh,
to the.
Shit.
So I remember one time I went to this lean-to and it was just like, it was the worst sexual performance of my life because there's no give.
Oh, yeah.
From the wood.
Oh, well.
Ew. So it's I like.
That's a weird sentence.
Okay.
But yeah, I know what you mean. Also, you're just looking around you. Your head's on
yeah,
a swivel.
Yeah. And one time, camp sex, if you work at a summer camp, I would encourage anyone to work at one. I worked at one. Fun summer.
Yeah.
But you have sex in some weird places because you can't go on the bunks. Like,
right.
you live with the kids.
Right, right.
You can't fucking find a free minute even to fucking masturbate.
Yeah.
You know, I remember one time we took a canoe to an island.
Uh-huh.
And we were just fucking behind this bush.
Yeah. Yeah.
On an island.
You got to do it. And you're just like, you hear a twig crack, you know?
Yeah. Where's the weirdest place you ever had sex?
Oh, I fucked a girl in the movie theater at Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah. So it was a while ago.
Oh, man. That was a while ago.
Yeah.
What made you go to that movie?
She wanted to go. I mean, Pixar kicks ass.
Yeah.
But I mean, to this day, Billy Crystal's voice gets me going.
Yeah, that's.
But we were sitting next to each other watching a movie. She was bored, and she's like, "I'm not wearing underwear." She had a skirt on.
Oh wow!
And that was it. We started the finger.
Are
thing.
You in the back of the theater? Are there other people there?
Dead last row. There's like one person in the front row and one person in the third row,
and they're watching
it.
Mikey on the screen.
Yeah, and we both faced the screen. She sat on it, and that was it.
Really?
Yeah,
so
it was pretty
lap
hot.
Sit.
Lap sit.
I like that.
Facing the screen. I figured if a guy walked by, it would just look like she was on my lap, which is still weird, but it's not illegal.
She's just hopping up and down on your lap. This is fucking weird.
Right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mark Norman. Let's do this one. Blackout Love Triangle.
Mm.
Sup, Jupac? I've been listening to your podcast pretty regularly this summer at my campus job in my college town. I tried listening while working out, but kept needing to hop off the bench press because I was laughing. Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my dilemma. I've caught feelings for this girl I met freshman year of college. I am now into summer after sophomore year, kicking myself for not making a move. The girl is an 898, and I'm pretty sure she was into me, but we never hooked up. My reasons being longtime Snapchat best friends, 20 plus day snap streaks. She always snaps first.
Mm-hmm.
What's his reason? What does that have to do with it? I spent most of the time outside of class together, cried a lot when we said goodbye for summer break.
Damn.
Oh, so that's why he thinks she's into him. There's a pretty strong argument to me that I'm a pussy and should have made a move a long time ago. I'd say that's the only argument.
Right.
You
right.
should have gone.
And you're Snapchatting every day?
Yeah, come on, man. Here's the problem. Pretty much all my freshman year, I was fuck buddies with one of her best friends and even into sophomore year. I didn't want to be that douche that hooks up with an entire group of friends. Turns out I fucked that up. Fast forward to early this summer, during one weekend when the entire comes back to school, I completely black out at 7 p.m. the first night and wake up next morning next to her best friend, butt naked, who claims to not remember anything. This is a different friend than before. Mm-hmm. So now he's hooked up with two of her friends.
Damn.
Can I actually jump in for a second? Because we hear this a lot where the guys go, I don't want to be that guy. It's like, just fucking be whatever you are. Just be the guy.
Yeah.
Not a bad guy to be. Oh, you're fucking a bunch of chicks. Great.
Oops.
What a douche.
Oh, you were just acting like a human.
Right.
And after we laugh it off, like good old friends, she says, she goes on her way. The rest of the weekend, girl A, the one I have feelings for, acts very distant. We don't really talk, even though she claimed to do dying to see me weeks ago. I decided that after the weekend's over to ghost her and continue living the fantasy land that is summer in college. Lucky for me, all the girls mentioned are studying abroad next semester, so I won't really have to see them until January, or so I thought. Girl A, the one that I think I have feelings for and tried to ghost, decided that she wants to drive 5 hours to campus for the weekend before she leaves and school starts. This weekend also coincidentally happens to be my 21st birthday. What's the play for the weekend? Do I try and hook up with her or leave it alone? He has no desire to be in a relationship until the second semester of senior year. What? What is a slow play to date this girl later down the line, like towards the end of senior year? So he's a sophomore. He's planning for senior year girlfriends?
Yeah.
Shout out to Manstamp. He started listening to your podcast. He likes it.
Really appreciate it. Listen, buddy, be whatever guy you want.
Well, this whole email is just too much of everything.
Yeah, this guy wants it all.
Yes, you can't.
Can't have it all.
Right?
And you can't plan it all either. When you get a girlfriend, you get a girlfriend. It doesn't have to be the third trimester of your fourth semester and you're the fucking retrograde.
Yeah. And he's trying to plan all this unplannable stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the night I hook up the least, is when I'm like, okay, I'm going to plan this. I'm going to make sure I'm out, going to have this happen later.
Right.
And it's also the least sexy.
Yes.
You know, what are you going to tell your kids? I loved your mother the moment I saw her, and then I put it off until the end of senior year to actually go out with her. What's the story I'm dealing kind of this with some girls that I've been like texting around with, where it's like, I'm not going to make a plan. I'm kind of like done making a plan. And I just kind of where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I get in this situation where it's like, you have a girl text you and just be like, oh, so I will, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, I don't know. I got these shows. I'm going to go out afterwards. Not sure. If I'm the girl, if I'm that girl, I'm like, okay, I would back off and I'd be like, hey, 2 a.m. I'd be like, hey, I'm at this bar. More than welcome to come.
That's good. I love that.
That's sexy.
I agree.
Unsexy is, so what time are you done?
Oh, I get that all the time.
Do you know what I mean?
I hate it.
I hate that.
Yeah, now I'm on the clock. Now I feel pressure. It's weird.
Yeah, and it's also like, this isn't where this relationship is going. You're not my wife.
Right.
We're not even dating. We're just trying to figure this out. We're trying to have fun. There's nothing fun about, I'll be done at 1:30 and then getting the text at 1:40, like, are you coming out or
what? Yes, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
And if we're like this now, imagine if we did date.
Yes.
My God.
Well, that's the thing. And then I had one girl that was like, are we going to see each other this weekend? I'm like, I don't know. I got shit going on. Maybe. The best thing you can do is be like, hey, just be so casual about
it that
you can be casual and have fun together.
I know.
Instead of this fucking contract that I have to sign. And there was one chick that was like, we're going to hang out on this day, right? Can't wait to see you on this day. Can't wait to see you on this day. And I'm like, I get what you're doing.
I know.
You're just trying to get me to confirm.
Right.
I confirm, fucking shows, not fucking people I want to fuck.
Yeah, it's the worst. That passive aggressiveness. I had this girl once. I would hook up with this girl and I would leave in the morning, and we'd hang out. I would leave and she'd go, all right, see you never.
Oh, I hate
fuck
that
you.
Shit.
See you never. You're like, yeah, I will see you never.
Yeah.
You're done to me.
Yeah, because you just annoyed me.
Yes. We had a great moment. We had a great night. And it's all just, it's like a black hole. It just all goes away.
Yeah, it all goes away.
You build up all this great credit, great night, amazing sex. We cuddled, the hugging, and then now you've brought it all back to zero.
And now it's only your fault.
Yeah, right.
That you don't see her again.
I'm the dick.
If you don't make the plan, she has no responsibility in this for making the next plan.
Right.
For even playing along in that game again.
Yes.
And I do understand, you want some reassurances. You want to, you want to hang with this person. You want to be going towards something, mm-hmm. as i.e. a relationship.
Yeah.
But let's not be fucking lie to ourselves.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Started that way. You can't go from 2 a.m., we're going to meet up, and that'll be fun, and we're going to have great sex, and we're going to have a good time, to see you never, not, the guy won't commit. You just came out for that night.
Yes, and don't bully me. You want to pressure me into this?
Yeah.
How do you want to make this work? You want me to go, okay, I'm sorry. Oh, let's see each other every day.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
And it happens with so many little things where it's like, you know, like if you're like, oh, I just want to like, I'm going to leave after this. And it's like, you're leaving now. It's like, yeah, it's 10 a.m. and it's Monday. I got fucking shit to do.
Yes. You know? As should you.
As should you. Why are we fighting on this?
Right, right.
It's the ticky tacky bullshit that, and especially for this guy. This guy, he's like, I want to, you know, I got the one, I woke up with the other, I woke up with this. Just like Man said, live your life.
Yes.
Just fucking be a train. Go from point A. Trains are on the track. They go from point A to point B.
Yeah.
They get there. They're going to be there on time.
Yes.
Just fucking go.
Right.
If you want to fuck this chick, go fuck this chick, and the rest will take care of itself.
Right.
You'll either, and guys can do this a lot better than I think girls can. Where, you know, I want to fuck, I know I want to fuck right away.
Sure.
I don't know about the other shit. I don't know if I like hanging out with you, but I know I want to fucking see your tits.
Yes.
So, like, I don't know. I just know one thing. I want to fuck this shit.
Yeah.
And
the rest will come later.
The rest, and it's with the, I think that's the toughest thing is that with, you know, dating right now, it's tough because girls want the opposite. They want to say, oh, he really likes me. Now he'll fuck me. But.
Oh, you're right.
You know,
you're
like,
right.
They want to get, you know, we want fuck you first, get to know you after.
Yeah.
They want get to know you, then I'll fuck you.
Yeah, see, I don't even want to get to know.
No, I never want to even know their name.
I had sex with a girl once, and she would always be like, you want to just get like a drink and it'd be noon? And I'm like, oh, that sounds like so much work. And then she would give me shit like, you just want to fuck me and not hang out. I'm like, but that's your fault. You're not, got to be more interesting.
Well,
I want to hang out with you at noon, but I'm not going to fuck you.
Yeah,
I don't need to fuck somebody to like them, you know?
I kind of wrote a column about this for TFM last week. It was just like, how to get a guy to commit. And it's like, be a fucking great time.
Right. Why is that not a thing? It's like $100 on makeup. I got my hair done. I got a new outfit. These heels are amazing. Yeah. Get a fucking knock-knock joke.
Yeah, you know? Be a personality. Yes. Instead of, you know, and it's looking for these agreements is really what bothers me the most because it's like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to hang with you.
Right.
I don't know if I want to do the 3 hours.
Yeah.
Let's do the time we do get together that I'm like, I got to get back
to
this one. Oh, my God. She was fucking fun and all this. And it's like, I kind of said this a couple weeks on the podcast where it's like the whole friends with benefits thing. It's like, how do I get out of the friends with benefits and be a relationship? Well, be a fucking friend that they can't fucking leave.
Yes.
You know?
And I'm not saying tap dance and do soft shoe and all that, but like just be try to be as fun as you can be.
And then if they say no to it, that's not a you problem. That's just a match problem.
Yeah.
You can't take it personally.
Right.
It's not that you're not fun. You're going to be fun for somebody.
Of course.
Someone's going to deal with your bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we all have bullshit.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mark Norman. Tinder, Bumble, Hinge.
Ooh.
Have you used all three?
Never the Hinge. I fell in love with Bumble and I just gave up on the rest.
Hey, Jay runs Train on Dudes. Oh, that's a strong opening.
Damn.
I need your advice on my Tinder Bumble profiles. I just graduated in May from a big time university in the Midwest. In college, I felt like I was missing out on meeting girls due to working all the time. Your podcast was a great escape during my 3 jobs in college. I've never been that into dating apps until I started a few weeks ago due to the new move to Austin. I've tried to take your advice on putting the right pictures on my profile to be on the apps at the right time. I have a profile on Bumble, Tinder, and Hinge. That's a lot of profiles.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Side note, I know you've given advice, haven't given advice on Hinge, but since I started, the quality of girls on Hinge is awesome. Love your advice on these apps. So what do you think, like what's been, you like Bumble the most?
I love Bumble. I love the whole philosophy. I love it was invented by a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I don't need any of the other ones.
Yeah. I think Hinge, basically the whole idea of it was it's you have to have one Facebook,
mutual
friend. Yeah. I will say this. I've done all three of these apps. I'm off all the apps now.
Oh, is that right?
Cold turkey. I was taking up too much time.
Hey, it's a lot.
It was too much time. It was too much. Like, I wasn't really going on anything. Like, I wasn't meeting up.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, I was just, I found myself just swiping to swipe.
Yeah, well, what's cool about these Bumble, it's a video game with actual results.
Yeah.
You just learn how to get good at it.
Yeah.
And you get to master it, and then you're getting laid, too.
Yeah.
So why the fuck am I playing Call of Duty
when
I can Bumble all day and actually get my dick sucked?
Yeah, there's people, there's Pokemon Go, and then there's Tinder.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You do one or the other.
Right.
But
Pokemon and poke a chick.
Yeah, for a girl, Pokemon. So, So I do think Hinge is good if you're looking to, like, meet somebody. I think because the mutual friend, what it does is it locks you in to this, like, you have the initial conversation.
Right.
You always have that conversation of, like, how do you know that person? And you can ask that person for the connection. Mm. It becomes like a setup that you've created.
Yeah, right.
Because you can always go back to that friend. I like, so I would only, if this guy's having success on Hinge, I would keep it to one app. I don't think three apps. And if you want to be casual, I'd go to Bumble.
Yeah.
And I'd download it on like a Friday night and like make it happen then.
Right.
And then delete the app.
Uh-huh.
But Hinge is the one thing about that one is it does feel more serious.
Okay.
From the get-go.
Well, then that's not for me.
No. I mean, this next one, showing personality on dating apps. My boyfriend's brother started using Match after me and my boyfriend met on the site. The brother's very shy, doesn't have much experience with women, and therefore gets easily discouraged when he doesn't receive messages back. He also doesn't know the right things to say to women. He has a very nerdy personality type and wants to expose too much of his personality too soon.
Mm-hmm.
For example, his tagline for a while was, "Let's Pokemon go on a date."
Damn. I thought my pokey chick joke was bad.
Oh, my Holy God. That made me gay. Yeah. That might have changed me. I'm like, I don't know if I can ever date again after reading that. My personal opinion is that guys or girls should come on slow with their eccentricities and wait until a few dates or more to expose their true crazy selves.
Mm-hmm.
If I would have acted the way I do now with my boyfriend a few dates in, I don't think I would ever worked out and vice versa. My boyfriend and I keep telling him that he needs to tone it down, but he won't take us seriously and says that it's who he is and girls should take him for that. What's your opinion? How do you show who you are on a dating site without exposing the bag of crazy everyone is on the inside and scaring someone away?
That's a valid question, but it's just playing the game, you know? Mm-hmm. We've been doing this since the beginning of time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't show your true colors till date 7 or whatever the hell, and just try to get as much out of it as you can before you lose them.
I hate that philosophy of, like, don't show you're crazy. Like, it's a very chick-like way to think of dating.
Mm-hmm.
I think what she's saying, like, she didn't go in with that attitude.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't go into that being like, I gotta hide this murderous past.
Right, right.
No, she's gotten more comfortable with a guy and became more herself.
Sure.
Just naturally.
Yeah.
I don't think, like, I don't think that she hid her hobbies and the things she likes to do.
Yeah.
You know, I think him saying the Pokemon go on a date, we made fun of him, but that's who he is.
Yeah, and I agree, but he's going to get some, you know, 4, 8, 9 out of it because that's who's going to like it.
Yes.
But he wants a hotter chick, obviously.
That's the problem with these dating apps.
I know.
You're kind of saying, like, all I care about is the hotness, but there is another angle to this whole thing.
Of course.
I used to be on an app. I think the best thing you can do is, I like the Let's Pokemon go on a date because it is saying he's a loser without being like, big nerd here.
That's true.
Like, I don't like the idea of, like, I don't like on these sites when they write, I'm a this. I love doing this. I want to travel. I want to do this. And you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
This is a lot of work.
Yeah. I don't need your resume.
Right, right.
I need to know if you can have a rapport with me.
Yes,
first.
Yes, exactly.
And that stuff will come out through. So I kind of like that he tried to make a joke on his own.
Yeah.
That was a little bit nerdy and wasn't great. But there's some girl out there that's like, I kind of like Pokemon Go and he's good looking to me.
Yeah,
and
of course.
We'll start talking because of that.
And, yeah, I think he's in the wrong pond. This guy's got to go to, like, the Comic-Con app or something. He would clean up.
You know?
But this Tinder's a bunch of neck tattoos and trash and tramp stamps. So it might not be his boat.
Yeah, he's on Match. Match is a little bit more toned down. They got that old dude that comes on the commercials.
Right,
you know,
right.
like your weird uncle trying to set you up.
Yeah. I don't know. That old guy, you're like, Pokemon Go. He's like, is that Charlie? Is it Bush? I don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, who you're trying to catch.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, like, with these I do think you got to walk before you can run. If he's a shy guy and he's getting upset, maybe a fix-up is better for this type of guy than going in. Like, these apps, too, they can get, like, there's guys on there that are, like, crushing through these things.
Of course.
I see, you know.
There's an art to it.
There's a whole thing to it. And you can be quick. Hey, going to get drinks tonight at 8. And he's dealing with those guys.
Right, right.
I can't expect shy guy to fucking keep up.
That's true. But the app, I think the app is a good place to start just because you're not getting crushed at a bar immediately.
It's
so It's kind of his walking to running.
It's reps.
It's reps.
Yes.
And he's got to stick with it.
Stick with it. I love the reps. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mark Norman. At Mark Norm on Twitter. At Mark Norman on Instagram. I like this one. Need help ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's do this.
Ironically.
New listener. New listener to your podcast since I started my shitty summer internship this summer. Currently writing this email in the stall that I visit five times a day at work. I've got a question for you and could use some good advice for the situation. I'm an upcoming sophomore and a good frat at my school. I just pledged in the last semester and can't wait to start having fun again in the fall. So he's got everything a go.
Yes.
He's in the frat. He's through pledging.
Mm-hmm.
He's got boner in hand.
Yes.
I can't wait to have a problem. I've been dating a girl on and off since my junior year of high school. She's way out of my league. Goes to school 2 hours away from me. I'm an 5'8", average-looking white kid with a strong medium, and she's a 9'8".
Damn.
For some reason, that makes no sense to myself or any of my friends. She's obsessed with me.
I like this guy already.
We currently aren't dating, but we hang and act like we are together. I know the first semester finally in a frat is known to be the time when you get the most ass. Do I sacrifice losing this girl that's out of my league and obsessed with me in order to bone the sluts at our parties? I know if I ditch her at the start of the school, she's never going to talk to me again. Need advice on what to do here. Love the podcast, become a part of my everyday routine. What do you think?
I got a couple questions.
Sure.
So he's not dating this 998 or whatever.
He says, problem is I've been dating a girl on and off since my junior year. So they've been on and off. I guess.
Okay.
So like I got junior year high school. So way out of his league. We currently aren't dating, but we hang and act like. So
okay.
He knows he can get it.
So he can get it, but he still wants to fuck other chicks. But isn't he allowed to do that if they're not dating?
I think what he thinks is that if he goes to school and like puts all his time in all these other chicks,
mm-hmm.
she's gone forever.
Ah, damn, that is a toughie. I mean, it sucks that she's got this little tether on him.
Yeah,
you know, this kind
of. And I mean, you ever go with a girl that's like so out of your league that you're like, I can't let this go.
Yeah, I have, and it's not even fun. You don't even enjoy it because it's such a stressful thing.
Totally. And the other thing about it is like, I've been with that girl. Where you're like, you watch other people go up to her, and you're like, she could just go with him right now.
I know.
And you're like, this is. I do hear him. I know that sophomore coming in where he's got the frat.
Yeah,
he's got the party. He's ready to go. I think what happens is, though, there's always that one person, guy or girl, where you can fall back in with them. Mm-hmm. And since they're 2 hours away from each other.
That helps.
I think you say nothing.
Of course.
Don't even call it out. There's no reason. This is kind of back to that other email. Like, just fucking live.
Yes.
And be as naive as possible.
Right.
Naivety will save you.
Yeah.
What? You wanted to hang out? Oh, yeah. I had no idea.
But does this chick just expect him to go Amish until they hook up again? Yeah. I don't get it. You know?
I also think he has, here's what he does have, Thanksgiving. Okay? So I'm going to say to him, be naive until Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
see how it goes.
Right.
You keep up in the world we live in now, you could be texting with her while still, you can keep her up.
Yeah, right.
You can keep that flame going a little bit. Because of the phone.
Right.
You can send her a random Snapchat. Keep her on the hook a little bit.
Yeah.
And this isn't the nicest advice to give, but it's the truth. You can send her a lot of passive flyers.
Uh-huh.
So, like, you send her a snap every once in a while of something you're doing.
Like her Instagram.
Like her Facebook status.
Right.
If it's a picture of her and friends, like that picture.
Stay in her world.
Hover. Yes. And this is the key to the casual hookup with this girl. She has an attachment to you from high school that will always be there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what you have. You have these old relationships, and then you have Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So when you keep hovering with the likes and the mm-hmm. and the snaps and the texts, and then you get to a point 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, hey, I'm really excited to see you.
Yes.
Girls don't expect that from guys. That like mm-hmm. letting down the humility of like, I'm really excited to see you.
Yeah, definitely.
And she'll be like, oh, I'm excited to see you too. What are we gonna do? And it's like, We're going to hang out.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
And I agree completely. But on the flip side, this guy's got to go live, because you never know when Thanksgiving rolls around and you go, hey, I can't wait to get that turkey. And she's going to go, oh, I'm seeing Billy now.
Yes.
You know,
and
you're
and
like,
that can happen.
I waited all this time. She's with Billy.
Yes.
So you got to live too.
Totally. And listen, you're the average dude. That's fine.
Yeah.
There's going to be other chicks coming.
Oh, yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, like, she might be out of your league, but, like, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be another chick that's out of your league. Probably not, though.
Yeah,
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Mark, thank you for coming on.
Oh, hey, thanks for having me.
Fucking great, as always. Always
fun.
Good to have you. Go follow Mark. He's going to be on Colbert tonight.
Yeah.
So set the DVR. That's fucking awesome.
Pokemon, go check it out.
Congratulations. Go follow him at Mark Norman on Twitter, at Mark Norman on Instagram. We'll be right back with Hypotheticals in the News. Woo!
Hey, this is Joe List, and that's
Mark Norman here.
From Tuesdays with Stories, check out our podcast. Tell them why, Mark.
You're going to love it. It's nothing but laughs, jokes, stories from the road, vagina, and that guy.
Yeah, you're getting laid. We're being silly. Check it out. Find new and archived episodes of Tuesdays with Stories on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. Mark Norman, thank you for coming on.
Thanks
Always
for having
great
me.
To have you. Go follow Mark. Get involved at Mark Norm on Twitter, at Mark Norman on Instagram. Man Samp.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming on.
Of course. Happy to be here.
At Man Samp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast, here every Friday on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. Let's do some hypotheticals. You ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather have an iPhone app that controls your BAC, your blood alcohol content, or 50 condoms that guarantee you to give a chick an orgasm?
Oh, man.
Or 50 condoms that guarantee you give a chick an orgasm.
That's super easy.
That's what?
I mean, a condom.
The condoms, right?
Yeah, I know. I've drank enough of my life to I know where I am.
Yeah.
Booze-wise.
What do you think?
I mean, my women always come, so I don't have to worry about it.
Look at you. Look at you. I think
it's funny because my women never know how drunk they are.
Yeah. I think it's funny to think about, like, who you'd use the 50 condoms on. Like, if you just see some chick, you're like, I don't fucking care about her. She can go without.
Right. I'll save it.
Save it. But or like, how you give a girl a good orgasm, then like the next night you're like, no, let's let her fucking wait it out on this one.
But you could do cool shit, like go up to a girl at a bar, like the hottest girl, and be like, I guarantee you get off tonight. And she's like, I never get off. Like, if I don't get you off, I'll buy you a Benz.
Yeah.
You know? And she'd be like, fuck it, let's do it. And put that condom on.
I will get, and you just bring around a $100,000 check that you never have to give out.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, I have this check written to you right now.
Right.
Okay. I will give you $100,000 if I don't get you off. And then she ends up being obsessed with you.
Yeah. And then we go around. I came so hard. I never come. He made me come. And his dick's not even that big.
Yeah. And then you could use the non orgasm condoms. Because then you'd be like, have that reputation.
Right. You'd be like, must be you.
I guess you weren't the one.
Yeah.
Of the following hand augmentations, which is the most practical? Which is the most entertaining? Which modification would not affect the way your hand looks, but would still function? Each modification would not affect the way your hand looks, but still function as the device. For example, the lighter would just produce a small flame above your thumb. So you can have which of these modifications would you prefer? Your lighter, so you can light with your thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Writing utensil as your pointer finger, never dulls.
Mm-hmm.
Scissors between middle and ring fingers.
Interesting.
Laser pointer for a pinky. Magnetic palm.
Damn.
Sleeve of skin under wrist that can hold a few credit cards. Fingers functioning as keys to home or vehicle.
Wow.
What do we choose? This is a fucked up one.
This guy's interesting.
Yeah.
And weird. What do you think?
What do we think?
I mean, he came strong with the key one. I was already set on, you know, lighter thumb pretty much, because that's kind of cool to be able to just spark fire out of your hand.
Yeah.
But never having to carry keys is pretty nice also.
True. Also, yeah, the lighter's good in the wood. You get in the woods, you're fucked, you got a lighter.
That's survival.
Yeah.
Magnetic palm.
That's what I was going
to
say.
I like that one. Now like you're Spider-Man. Too.
Right.
Yeah, what are you going to pull to yourself? Like,
I'll climb the refrigerator.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but your keys off the fucking dresser.
Yeah.
Your phone off the dresser.
Now you're Magneto.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I think that's the one I go with.
Yeah. You can erase a computer that way, though. You're not supposed to put a magnet near a hard drive.
Yeah, you could turn it off, maybe.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, your Your hotel key never works.
Right, right. Yeah.
Against the magnet.
Also, could be fun with a Nuva ring.
Yeah. There we go.
Start spinning
ever,
that thing.
You ever touch that?
Yes.
It's weird, right?
It's weird. It's just a little rod.
Yeah, it feels like your finger could do pull-ups.
Right.
When
right.
you touch
it.
Stick.
Yeah. Yeah. You touch it, but you touch it on the inside. And one time I hooked up with a girl and she didn't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, what am I touching yeah. in here? Why is, you know.
It's like a fucking chick with those beer rings in her, you know, like from the ocean that catch porpoises and fish. You know, the plastic beer rings.
Oh, the yeah. It's for like the six pack rings.
Yeah, she's got a six pack, like got litter in her, you know.
Yeah. Would you rather have the skill of a professional ballet dancer or a juggling drink mixer like the dudes in Vegas?
Oh, the mixologists.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I going to do with ballet?
I'm trying to, yeah, what gets me laid more?
Yeah, I want to be able to flip a bottle, I guess. Yeah. I don't really do either.
Yeah, the juggling drink mixer, because you could end up getting behind a bar and just like upstaging the current bartender that's there. You know,
yeah, that'd be kind of cool. I don't know if they'd let you behind that, you know,
yeah,
how
but
many
if you're
opportunities.
Fucking flinging shit around, it's impressive.
Yeah. The ballet dancer, does that guy get laid?
I'm sure he does. He's ripped, you know, he's around a ton of hot chicks.
I don't know. The ballet thing would only be cool to just be like, yeah, I could stand on my toes. And then someone would be like, well, no, you can't. I'd be like, well, hold on. And then I'd just raise up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Be good for watching events where someone tall is in front of you.
Yeah.
Be good for your high kick game, for sure.
My high kick game, that would be good. I go with the juggler.
That was a weird question.
Yeah. A lot of weird ones on this one.
Yeah.
Let's do some news.
We got this sent to us, or I got it sent to me from Nawl on Snapchat, N-A-W-W-L. A woman claims that she was sexually assaulted by a toy at a hibachi restaurant. The waiter came over, and it's like a little toy that you I don't know, it's like, I guess you press a button on it, and it pulls its pants down, and it pees on you. But it's like water.
I've seen that toy. I know exactly what that toy is. It's like it got yellow pants.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it looks like, but that's probably the same idea.
So she was sexually assaulted?
Well, she says she was sexually assaulted. She goes, they peed on me, basically, out of his wee-wee area. She was upset because, you know, there was kids there. They're like, this is sexually oriented.
Words are so harmful. Like, like you can really, like, the fact that she calls this sexual assault.
I know.
You have to, now we have to all dance around
right.
this fucking insane person.
Yeah. Right.
She's insane.
She's right. crazy.
She's crazy. It's not like the fucking, the doll took down its pants and shoved his dick up in her ass. Yeah. Like, it's not like that happened.
No, and right. she claimed that the thing had a dick, but the cop was like, no, there's no penis.
But it's
God.
This, like, whole idea of, like, I had someone on Twitter, because I tweeted, I do the Bachelorette live tweet. I tweet about the Bachelorette every Monday. And there's one character named Evan that was on the show, and Evan is very feminine, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, he strikes me as a gay guy, but mm-hmm. he was on the show. And I did a tweet where I was like, it was like quoting something Evan was saying, and the idea being that he was sitting at home watching with a glass of wine with his legs crossed the woman way.
Sure.
And this woman wrote back to me. She's like, that's
homophobic?
Misogynistic.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I go homophobic maybe works.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. She didn't even use the right word.
Right.
She's just tossing word bombs at people. Nothing makes me more angry.
Like, I know.
And it's like, oh, that's racist. Like, no, yeah, you know, like, don't use racist.
Yeah, we give those words so much weight that people are like, I want to get you. It's the same as calling somebody a faggot.
Yes.
Calling somebody a racist is the same thing. It's just the harshest way to insult you now.
Yeah, and also there's no getting out. Like, it ends the conversation.
Exactly.
Like, if you're actually giving a point, the problem is, like, we have these people giving points. They're trying to talk it out. And they're like, well, that's fucking racist. And you're okay, well, we can't talk about it anymore. Now I'm racist guy.
Yeah, I know. You're labeled. It's kind of like when a girl goes, he raped me. And you're like, no, I didn't. It's still out there. Yeah. And it's never going away.
Never. And now you're a rape guy. I mean, like, and listen, there's a lot of but then the other thing is, like, that happens on the other side, too. Where they're like, well, we don't know if she's lying. And it's like, that sucks for that girl who might not be lying.
Of course, you know what I mean? Like, you're taking the teeth out of it.
You know, you take the teeth out of it. So it's like, it goes both ways, where we throw these words around and it just ends the conversation.
Right.
You know? And it kills me. Like, it's like if you do a bit on stage and someone's just like, well, fuck that, like, just yells out that it's, you know, that's offensive.
Right.
Now it's offensive no matter what.
Now you're
fucked. Doesn't mean you could go to the least offensive place.
Right.
But they've put everyone on notice that I think it, so you have to think it, and you're weird if you don't.
Yeah. you're not progressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's, also, one more thing about the racist comments is this shit drives me crazy because they never, if you prove, if they go, you're racist, and you go, actually, my wife's black, they go, oh. They never go, oh, shit, sorry.
Yeah.
Because if you hate racists so much, you should be like, thank God, you're not racist. All right, great.
Right, well, it's the death of outrage. I mean, like, you can't...
Right.
Like you're saying, it's like calling everybody a racist or throwing the term around loosely. It's like you're denying actual racist.
Yes.
It's like you're softening your point all the time.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's so... Everything is so heated with that shit now, and it's like, it's tough to even listen to.
I know. I think it's going away.
Yeah.
Slowly. But I think people are getting it.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, I think we're good for today.
We're good for today. Norman, thank you for coming on, man.
Hey, this is fun.
This is fantastic. Go find Mark. He's going to be on Colbert tonight. That's fucking awesome.
Hey,
so
thank
go
you. Check it out.
At Mark Norm on Twitter, at Mark Norman on Instagram. Mansamp, thank you for bringing the news.
Anytime.
At Mansamp on Twitter, at Mansamp on Instagram, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. I'm Jared Fried. JTrain56 on all platforms. I'm here every Tuesday and Friday. Thank you for listening. Keep spreading the word. And we will see you next episode. Boom.
Boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please. Boom.